feet all the way up through your
muscle and tail from my back.
Yeah, it ran, what do you call this? You walk with your what? Ran all the way up through your
muscle.
Your leg. Okay. Now, one of them is called your, is one. You got 2 feet, one.
One is left.
Left.
And one is right.
This is my left?
Yes. It's your left foot.
Okay. Alright. Now, what do you call this area here? You say I might stumble in the dark and bruise my
ankle.
You ever have the part of the front part of your leg here?
That would be a crazy bone.
Crazy bone?
That's the worst spot to hit yourself.
Yeah.
It's on that crazy bone. It takes a long time to cure.
Yeah.
That's right.
You ever hear folks call it the shins?
No.
Or the shank?
Shank.
Yeah. Shank. Bruise.
Well, what part of your body is your shank?
Your shank is this part of your body right here. Yeah. Yes, that right there.
Yeah. I see.
Okay. Now, if you squat, if you get down, you might say, if you get down, you might do what? What do you say you're doing?
He's squatting down, and what, he may have the cramps.
Squatting down, you say, on what? This is the back part of your legs, you call that?
Muscle. Squatting down on your muscle.
You ever hear that called your haunches?
No, I never heard that.
No? Okay. Now, if someone's been sick for a while, Mr. Joe, and he just got up, you might say he still looks a bit
weak, looking bad.
Okay. Still look a bit what? Did you ever have any other words for it? Sickly or?
Sickly. He looks sickly. I've seen a man like that yesterday. Sickly.
Mm-hmm. What about other ways you might describe a person who wasn't looking good? How would you describe people? Can you tell me the ways you...
First you look at the eyes.
Yeah.
They look dreary.
Yeah.
Sometimes disfigured.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell in a man's face about his feeling. After 2 hours that he might look funny.
Mm-hmm.
But you're looking at his face.
Okay, well, how would you describe people, you know, that you met on the street? You might say, when you're talking about the way people look, if they look good or bad, what sort of words would you use, descriptive words?
Well, I would give you, he's looking good.
Okay.
He's looking reasonable.
Yeah.
He's looking fat.
What about a person who's big and
husky?
Husky? Okay. All right. Any other names? What about an old person who's still
feeble?
Feeble, yeah.
Feeble and weak.
What about an old person who's still quite
upright?
Who's still quite strong and active?
Strong
for their
and
age?
Active.
You might say they were still quite what?
Active.
Would you ever say spry? Peppy.
Yes, you can use that word. Full of pep.
Okay. Chipper. Feisty.
That's weakening down, man.
Yeah. Chipper, a person who's... You ever hear that?
Not exactly.
Okay.
I've heard of that. People that look feeble.
Yeah. What about people who are always... describe people's character for me. Can you give me sort of an idea about what you talk about, you know, about persons, different persons, their character and things like that?
Yes, you meet 6 different men. Each one of them have a different way of meeting you.
Okay, shoot that to me.
And then...
Tell me that.
He meets you first, he's going to smile.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing, he approach you and shake your hand. The next thing... He'll be very courteous to you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll treat you as if he knew you 10 years ago. Well, this is what you call an outstanding man or woman.
Mm-hmm.
You must know how to face the people for you to have a way to get along in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Some people never get along in this world on account of the way they face you. I don't know why, but I always wish that I was a woman. True. Mama should have borne me.